Reportedly, people's colons are literally exploding, allegedly from the drug that President Trump and RFK Jr. told Americans would make America healthy again. This is from Zero Hedge. My colon literally blew up. Thousands sue over GLP-1 weight loss drug side effects. A growing wave of lawsuits is challenging the safety warnings accompanying blockbuster weight loss drugs that have rapidly reshaped American medicine and culture, raising questions about whether patients were adequately informed of the risks tied to medications now used by tens of millions of people. The plaintiff's stories vary widely, but share a common claim that drugs known as GLP-1 receptor agonists, including Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro, caused severe life-altering injuries that were not sufficiently disclosed at the time they were prescribed. A Maryland truck driver says he suffered what doctors described as an eye stroke, losing vision first in one eye and then the other. A Louisiana woman developed a serious neurological condition after weeks of vomiting and malnutrition. An Oklahoma real estate agent alleges her colon ruptured without warning while she was driving her granddaughter home from a softball game. Quote, my colon blew up, literally blew up, end quote. That's Jo Helen McLean, the Oklahoma plaintiff. I was trying to slim down and feel healthy. All three are among more than 4,400 plaintiffs who have filed lawsuits since 2023 against the drug's manufacturers, Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly, according to court filings. The cases are now consolidated into federal and state litigation expected to take years to resolve. The suits come amid explosive growth in the use of GLP-1 drugs. An estimated 12% of American adults, more than 31 million people, are currently using a GLP-1 medication, according to the nonpartisan health policy group KFF. Prescriptions rose from roughly 1 million in 2018 to about 9 million in 2022, and usage doubled again between 2024 and 2025, Gallup data show. Originally developed to treat diabetes, the drugs mimic a hormone that slows digestion, stimulates insulin release, and increases feelings of fullness. Their success has helped reduce the U.S. obesity rates for the first time in more than a decade and spurred research into additional benefits, including reduced risk of kidney disease, addiction, and dementia. Yet, plaintiffs allege that the same mechanism slowing digestion can, in some patients, lead to serious gastrointestinal and neurological injuries. Listen to some of these figures here. In court on January 13, Novo Nordisk attorney Kate Insogna said, via USA Today, 75% of the federal lawsuits include an allegation of gastroparesis, also known as stomach paralysis, a chronic condition where the stomach slows or stops emptying food into the small intestine. 18% of the cases allege the drugs called ileus, a condition in which bowel muscles fail to push food and waste out of the body. 18% of the plaintiffs allege intestinal obstructions. 8% say they suffered from gallbladder injuries, with some of these patients requiring surgical removal of gangrenous tissue. Yet, plaintiffs allege that the same mechanism slowing digestion can, in some patients, lead to serious gastrointestinal and neurological injuries. Listen to some of these figures. In court on January 13, Novo Nordisk attorney Kate Insogna said via USA Today, 75% of the federal lawsuits include an allegation of gastroparesis, also known as stomach paralysis, a chronic condition where the stomach slows or stops emptying food into the small intestine. 18% of the cases allege the drugs caused ileus, a condition in which bowel muscles fail to push food and waste out of the body. 18% of cases. Another 18% of the plaintiffs allege intestinal obstructions. 8% say they suffered from gallbladder injuries, with some of these patients requiring surgical removal of gangrenous tissue. 8% of the plaintiffs allege other serious gastrointestinal complications, such as extreme vomiting, chronic acid reflux, or abdominal pain that required multiple hospitalizations in some cases. Others say their digestion issues have continued even after they stopped taking the drugs. USA Today's review of the lawsuits also found at least 110 plaintiffs alleging sudden blindness or severe vision changes, and at least one alleging encephalopathy, a neurological condition linked to vitamin B deficiency. The drug makers deny the allegations. In a joint filing last year, the company said, quote, "The safety profile of GLP-1 RAs has been well established in hundreds of clinical trials, large-scale observational studies, and nearly two decades of real-world use," end quote. Novo Nordisk, another quote, "remains confident in the benefit-risk profile of our GLP-1 medicines when used consistent with their indications and product labeling," end quote. That was the company spokesperson Flavia Brackling, adding that labels are updated in cooperation with the FDA and consistent with federal regulations. An Eli Lilly spokesperson said, "Patient safety is Lilly's top priority," noting that labels for Mounjaro, Zepbound, and Trulicity have always warned of potential gastrointestinal adverse reactions, sometimes severe. Legal experts say the cases may hinge on whether plaintiffs can prove causation and whether warnings were legally sufficient at the time. Well, for Todd Engel, the Maryland truck driver, the outcome has already been devastating. After 4 months on Ozempic to manage diabetes, he woke in December of 2023 with vision loss in one eye. Diagnosed with non-arteric anterior ischemic optic neuropathy, or NAION, he continued taking the drug after doctors failed to identify a cause. In October of 2024, he lost vision in his remaining eye. "You're not going to believe this," his wife Shelley recalled him saying, "I can't see at all." Now legally blind, Engel has lost his job and commercial driver's license. "This whole thing has been catastrophic to me and my wife," he said. McLean's court case unfolded differently. After losing 40 pounds on Wegovy, she suffered a sudden colon rupture in March of 2024, followed by emergency surgery, sepsis, and months of recovery. She now lives with a permanent stoma. Quote, "I read everything I could find on it before I went on it," she said. "They did not warn about any of the stuff that happened to me at the time." In Louisiana, Mark Smith says his wife, Robin, developed permanent brain damage after months of vomiting while taking Mounjaro. Doctors later diagnosed her with Wernicke's encephalopathy. "I still have my wife physically, not mentally anymore," he said. So Eli Lilly's response to all of this is essentially, well, our labels warn of gastrointestinal issues, guys. And these drugs are not new, it says. That's Ziad Al-Ali, Director of Research at the St. Louis Veterans Affairs Healthcare System. What's new about them is that the companies then realized, oh my God, they actually work on weight loss. Al-Ali said he sympathizes with the plaintiffs, but believes that the drug's benefits outweigh the risks for most patients. "There is nothing that's really all benefit and no risk," he said. The first bellwether trials in the consolidated litigation are not expected until 2027. Legal experts say such cases often take 4 to 5 years. So just as a reminder, here was Trump's announcement that taxpayers will be funding Medicare, Medicaid coverage of GLP-1 drugs like Ozempic. The MAHA movement was vehemently against injecting big pharma weight loss poison into Americans. What happened? We can certainly see many statements by RFK Jr. about this previously, but let's listen to Trump's announcement here.
"Just as significantly, Medicare and Medicaid will finally cover the cost of these weight loss drugs for millions of patients suffering from obesity. Copays for Medicare patients will be as low as $50. This is tremendous savings. I mean, now you're talking about from $1,350 to $50. This is tremendous news for the American seniors. And you all remember when I had 1/8 of 1% for the year. I cut it 1/8 of, and I was so thrilled. But now we're cutting it 1,000%, 1,200%.
And here is RFK Jr. telling us how great this is.
"Everybody will be able to get this drug, and it is going to... it's going to change. We will lose, the American public, because of this agreement, will lose 125 million pounds by this time next year. Well, it is going to have dramatic effects on human health in this country."
Make America healthy again, or continuing to profit Big Pharma, who never seems to be held to account, and gives us the same old, the benefits far outweigh the risks lines. You decide. Imagine